Duddy laboured furiously, trying to get his cold, spray-soaked paws to work on the ropes. Joseph toiled alongside him. Roof's footpaws left the yardarm momentarily as a sail caught the wind and billowed out.
"What's the sea otter doing, Joseph, sir?"
he cried.
"Larboard, starboard, slack off and tighten up, pushing that tiller thing here and there. I don't understand none of it."
The bellmaker's weather-beaten face creased into a grim smile.
"Nor do I, young'un. That's the thing about being crew. We're not here to understand, just to obey orders. Though I think Finbar has left it too late. Duck!"
Arrows hissed viciously overhead as the three ducked. The sea rats of the Shalu were only a boat length away. They crowded the bows of their ship, snarling as they fired arrows and whirled grappling hooks. Finbar held the tiller hard over as Rosie and Logalog secured it in position with a rope halter. The larboard sails fluttered loose as Gausam Shrews slacked them off. Shalu's bowsprit was a fraction from striking the Pearl Queen amidships when Finbar's sea skills paid off. The first six grappling hooks caught as it happened. With a groaning of timber and creaking of rigging, the Pearl Queen turned sideways. Finbar drew both the swords from their back scabbards, tossing one to Logalog. Both creatures sprang to the rail, shearing the taut grappling lines with single strokes of the finely honed swords. Duddy and Roof stared wordlessly as Shalu shot by them, her decks crowded with silent sea rats, numbed with shock as their ship caught the spinning edge of the green maelstrom. Halfway around the whirlpool it spun, hanging a split second in midair with its entire keel visible. Then it tipped headfirst into the dark abyss. The Shalu was gone into the depths, never to be seen again by living eyes. A gasp of horror arose from the crew of the Pearl Queen. Then Finbar was in the midst of them, shouting,
"Save your pity for the ones they murdered. They've gone where all sea rats should go, mates. Stand by, we ain't safe yet by a long chalk."
Pearl Queen travelled sideways around the far outer rim of the whirlpool, seemingly helpless, until they jumped to obey Finbar's next commands.
"Pile on all sail again, crew!"
Slashing the rope that held the tiller, he centred it and held it level with Logalog and Rosie's help. When she saw what was happening, the Hon Rosie's natural exuberance returned in full force.
"I say, chaps, the jolly old ship's sailing straight again and going like the clappers."
Joseph looked behind him. The green maelstrom was rapidly disappearing in the distance as Pearl Queen rushed due south like a great sea eagle. He scrambled down from the rigging and ran to Finbar. Grasping the sea otter's paw in both of his own, the bellmaker shook it strongly.
"Roaring Burn, you found it. We're sailing south."
The whole crew gave a great cheer, and Finbar grinned crookedly as he turned to acknowledge the compliments. Boom! The sea otter was knocked flat on his tail as the vessel shuddered from stem to stern. He scrambled upright, shouting,
"What is it? What's happening?"
The shrew Bandle leaned out over the starboard rail.
"Past the rock sticking up out of the water. We must have struck it."
There was an instant flurry of activity. The crew scattered in all directions to inspect the vessel for damage. Finbar held the tiller, calling anxiously,
"Is everything shipshape?"
There was a chorus of eyes. Then Formal's head appeared from the forward rope locker.
"Sir, them a girt hole in his shipper here. He water be a pouring in. I'm afeard us'uns are sinking."
This ends Disc 3.